Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Well, on the breakfast huddle, we always speak to CEOs of various companies, but how have you ever wondered CEOs are hired? Well, the search for a CEO is not easy for any business. Selecting a new chief executive is critical, of course, because so much rides on a positive outcome. Is this the right person to lead the company in this particular business or even at this particular time? Will this CEO collaborate with the board or fight it? The CEO of today and tomorrow needs soft skills as well and cultural fit, among other things. And helping firms find the right leader is what or where executive search and consulting firm Heidrick & Struggles comes in. With its modus of having also move with the time. So how will the search for a CEO be like after COVID-19? And is there a criteria template for hiring CEOs? We have with us on the line right now, Alain Daniel, Regional Managing Partner of Heidrick & Struggles. Good morning to you, Alain.
Hey, hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Alain, you are one of the contributors of a global report that's called Route to the Top. It combines data analysis among 906 CEOs of the companies listed on 16 country indices and assembles a profile of what it takes to become a global CEO in today's age. So first of all, what is the average age of a CEO today?
We do every year this type of survey analyzing all these CEOs. And we have analyzed, a number of criteria, and seniority and age is definitely one of them. And interestingly, CEO today, if you compare with the CEO 15 years ago, the average age was 39-year-old, and it's today 52-year-old, which means that today CEO are much more experienced.
Okay, and the average tenure of a CEO these days?
This has not changed too much over the years. It's always around, it's a 5 years plus or minus. So the tenure is about the same. We haven't seen big differences on the tenure.
What about female in the world of CEOs? Is there an increase over the years?
Yes, same thing. If you analyze, 15 years ago and today, so we are happy to say that the number has a bit more than doubled, but the number remains pretty small.
Really?
It was 4%, and they jumped, quote-unquote, to 9%, but it's still far from being enough.
So still a lot of room for improvement having female CEOs. What do you think it will take for this to happen?
About the diversity. It would take diversity is a matter with the chairman of the board and the CEO. So this must start at the top. So every time a board is planning for a CEO succession, definitely diversity must be on the table. We know today that diversity would increase performance. It would increase the potential talent pool. It would be better to attract better talent. So diversity is a daily issue. It's a daily concern. It must be on CEO table every day and it must be discussed, at each board meeting.
All right, since you've already bring up the hiring of a new CEO, can you walk us through the hiring process of it and how has it changed through the years?
The hiring process, definitely has continuously evolved. Some 15 years ago, the most important was to analyze the background, the CV, the experiences of the potential candidates. And we would assume that if he or she has done something, he or she will be able to repeat it. Of course, we know today that proved not to be always the case. And so we had to develop new tools. So we developed what we call the competency-based interviewing, which is, client asking us to check if candidates have specific experience requiring specific competencies. Could be an acquisition, an internal leadership role, or a digital transformation project. Today, to hire CEO, we have, and thank you to AI, we have developed new digital tools based on online tests and also new interviewing techniques, which would allow us to better understand the leadership profile and the cultural fit, as you said in your intro. therefore the potential future success. This is the holy grail, quote unquote, is to understand how he or she would behave in the future in my company. And AI is helping us a lot.
Well, fascinating how AI plays a role in that. So at Heidrick and Struggles, you, of course, ask your clients, questions, what they require when hiring a CEO. Could you give us a sample of questions you ask your clients?
So when we hire a CEO, we spend a lot of time with our clients to understand the reasons behind the succession. Is it following up a resignation, a retirement process, or I don't know, does the board is looking just for a new CEO? Mm. In that case, it's extremely important to discuss and understand not only the reason, but the strategy of the company, the potential challenges, and therefore the new required CEO competencies to successfully implement this strategy. When the company is changing tack, they need a new CEO, and we must understand all that, all the environment. And then we must understand exactly the cultural, what is the culture of the company. The cultural fit is the key for the integration. We know that when you hire outside, there's always a risk, integration risk. When you hire from inside, there is less risk, of course, of integration. So the culture fit is important. So we spend more and more time asking questions about what works, what doesn't work.
Okay. Well, I've been speaking here with Alain Denyau. He is the regional managing partner for Heidrick and Struggles. And Alain, you also have a very interesting journey in your career. You started out as a site engineer. And tell us what happened next.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I'm a construction engineer. I started my career in Singapore. Working on the HDB in Jurong, okay. Boon Lay. And then on the MRT station. And I've been staying in Asia for quite a while. And then I decided to become a headhunter. And I moved back to Europe, Paris, London, and back in Asia. I've been dealing with board matters, C1 board matters. And it has been quite an interesting journey so far.
Going from a site engineer to a headhunter, that is a huge jump. What led you to this path?
We don't have enough time for this, but okay.
Short version of it.
I was a site engineer and then I got an MBA. So I came back to Asia and I became a property developer. Property developer, for those who know the business, it's to be a conductor in a way, because you have a lot of on your plate dealing with people. And then the shift was in a way quite easy. To shift from property development, dealing with finance people, operator, contractor, and dealing with client and candidate.
Fascinating. All right. Now, speaking of property conductor, developer, you were talking about being a conductor there. Do you think CEOs these days are taking on too much on their plate? And how can that burden be eased?
Definitely they have too much on their plate. What happened the past few years is that in addition to delivering results, they have now to deal with several external stakeholders to manage the image and reputation risk. CEOs find themselves in the front line, facing major concerns such as diversity, sustainability, cybersecurity, or digital transformation. They are under growing social and political pressure. Today, they still have to accomplish everything their predecessor did, but in a more complex and public-facing environment. So, how can they handle that? The consequence for CEO could be dramatic. They have too much on their plate, and they might not be able to deal with all challenges efficiently. And that would generate stress, sense of failure, discouragement, and sometimes disengagement. So, to mitigate the risk associated, you must turn to their board. Okay. But the board must be ready and competent to work with the CEO.
All right. Now that you brought up this factor of the stress of it, what makes a good CEO then? Is there a template to make a good CEO?
I wish. there is no universal template for good CEO. Okay, good CEO profile would vary a lot. would depend on the industry sector. I mean, it's you can always imagine three. You have three big sectors. You have manufacturing, where you would have strong people managing process and cost. You would have the process industry. A good CEO would have a long-term strategic vision and risk analysis capacity. You have the industry, the service industry, where you would find, you would need strong leadership skills. Mm-hmm. It also depends, on the company, the culture, the strategy, specific challenges. Are they in a growth environment? So you would need a good CEO for growth. Are you in a downturn? Are you centralized, decentralized? However, you can extract several leadership skills, which would be shared by most successful CEOs.
All right, but how about in this time of COVID-19 and after? Will this change? Will CEOs require a different kind of skill set?
Yes, probably. Most probably the post-COVID, call it a post-big crisis. With the work-from-home dimension, what we can see today is that one key threat would be simply the resilience to manage the CEO role.
Right.
And two would be the empathy. EQ and soft skills have become key to ensure strong leadership and communication skills. So empathy, soft skills, EQ would be key.
Empathy. Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about this, which is now important these days. One last thing, Alain. What do you think about the trend of co-CEOs? A couple of years ago, I encountered two of them from the Den BlackBerry. They had co-CEOs. But today, we've got Netflix appointing its chief content officer to become co-CEO as well. Does this approach work?
It may work. It may very well work in specific environment. As we said, CEOs have too much on their plate. So one way, the simplest way, is to turn to the board. But the other way is to have a co-CEO. Okay, so if you have a proper governance, so the pressure would be on the governance. Okay. But with a very good governance to handle board and the two co-CEOs, that may work extremely well.
All right, Alain, thank you very much for giving us some insights into how CEOs are made and hired. Alain Daniel is a regional managing partner of Heindrick and Struggles, joining us here on The Breakfast Huddle.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.